May the Lord help us to commence by singing hymn 306. Oh, the pangs by Christians felt when their eyes are open, when they see the gulfs of guilt they must wade and grope in, when the hell appears within causing bitter anguish, and the loathsome stench of sin makes the spirit languish. Hymn 306.
Thank you. that was made the Word of God in Luke's Gospel, chapter 21. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 21. Luke 21. And he looked up and saw the rich men casting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw also a certain poor widow casting in thither two mites. And he said, of a truth, I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast in more than they all. For all these have of their abundance cast into the offerings of God, but she of her penury hath cast in all the living that she had. And as some spake of the temple, how it was adorned with goodly stones and gifts, he said, as for these things which ye behold, the days will come in the which there shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And they asked him, saying, Master, but when shall these things be? And what sign will there be when these things shall come to pass? And he said, take heed that ye be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and the time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them. But when ye shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass, but the end is not by and by. Then said he unto them, nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines and pestilences, and fearful sights, and great signs there shall be from heaven. But before all these they shall lay their hands on you, and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before what ye shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolk and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not an hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls. And when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out. And let not them that are in the countries enter thereinto. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe unto them that are with child, to them that give suck in those days. For there shall be great distress in the land, and wrath upon this people. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles, until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations, with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. And he spake to them a parable. Behold, the fig tree and all the trees, when they now shoot forth, ye see and know of your own selves that summer is now nigh at hand. So likewise ye see these things come to pass, know that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. And in the day time he was teaching in the temple, and at night he went out and abode in the mount that is called the Mount of Olives. And all the people came early in the morning to him in the temple for to hear him. May the Lord bless his holy word to us, and may he grant us a spirit of prayer. Let us pray. O Lord God Almighty, we would come before thee now with much reverence. Grant it, Lord, to us. And Lord, we trust, we desire to come in thy fear, Lord. And we have to come, Lord, with our solemn confessions. Lord, thou knowest the burden of our hearts over indwelling sin. Where we still prove it, Lord, and sadly find it, the great trouble we have. Oh, Lord, conscience accuses us. Lord, more than that, thou convicts and convinces us, like we've been singing. And we have that, Lord, we have that disease of sin. Lord, thou knoweth we come now begging thee again. Thou wilt look in mercy upon us. Oh, look upon the face of thine anointed, we pray to thee, O God, our heavenly Father. Look upon the face of thine anointed. Our only hope is in him, thy well-beloved Son. We come, Lord, tonight to worship thee, our triune God. Coming among the dear friends here, Lord, who has met with us in past occasions when we've been with them. Lord, oh, we pray now we might feel the blessedness of thy presence. Oh, Lord, there it is, solemnly stated, without me ye can do nothing. We do greatly feel it, Lord. Do come, dear Lord, come, dear Holy Spirit of truth, and take of the things of Jesus and reveal them unto us. Oh, hear our solemn confessions, Lord, and have mercy on us. Oh, may we have that favour, Lord. You know, it's the solemn things that we have been reading of thine own statements, thine own ministry, thine own preaching, Lord. And those solemn things stated, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. We know heaven and earth will, must pass away. Lord, thou knowest how we're living in days when there are many signs in the earth. Lord, at this time there was so caused it to be, not according to thy being the author of sin or anything of that kind, Lord. But Lord, sin is the cause of all the woe the world has ever known. And Lord, thou dost sometimes particularly visit the earth with a curse. Lord, thou hast visited the earth with a curse many times. And Lord, we think of how it was in Egypt when the river Nile was turned into blood and all the fish died. And Lord, there are many things even in our days have taken place. And nothing takes place by chance. We were thinking of that blessed theme in the psalm, my times are in thy hand. Especially thinking of it as one of our dear friends, one of thy dear people. If spared to Monday comes to his 90th birthday. And we know one of his wonderful signal blessings was under that word. My times are in thy hand. Oh, in the hand of our Lord and Saviour, in the hand of our kind and gracious God. Oh, Lord, we trust the dear friends here know this favour and desire to acknowledge this favour. We think of when we came together with them for a prayer meeting before one of our dear friends had a major operation. You know, if everyone was called upon to pray and give out the hymn, Sovereign Ruler of the skies, if who gracious ever wise, all my times are in his hand, all events at his command. Yeah, we have proved it, we've learned it, we must acknowledge it, Lord. We humbly trust as thou, we trust, has raised us to a hope in thy mercy and blessed us. We desire to worship thee here tonight. We think of the words in the book of Job. He causes it to come. Lord, how this is so. And Lord, thou knowest the great fearfulness that is spreading around the world at this time as regarding this serious virus that has appeared and come and killed many, many have died through it. Oh Lord, truly men's, people's hearts are failing for fear regarding this, Lord, and some very extreme things have been done, shutting down great masses of industry in some countries, and Lord, surely men's hearts are failing for fear. But oh, we beg as regarding us each year, oh, do keep us from this. Many times one has prayed, Lord, thou knowest. Do not leave us, Lord, to have our hearts failing for fear. May we be blessed to be living by faith. Grant that vital grace in exercising us, Lord, that we may go on even now, even in the worry and concern of these solemn things. May we go, may thy people go on living by faith, casting all their care upon thee. Peter learned it in a solemn way, he learned it. Then he exhorted the church in his epistle, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Lord, oh, we cast upon thee now, help us to, enable us to cast our all upon thee, on the word thy blood has sealed to us, Lord, Who knoweth those who have had the seal of the Spirit upon the word? The word sealed to them on the word there is sealed, hangs their everlasting all. Lord, it truly hangs upon thee alone. Help us thus to praise thee, to worship thee, to trust thee, Lord. And as we cast all our care upon thee, may we truly trust thee. May we live believing, even believing to the saving of our souls. Oh, believing that while life shall last, we are safe. Oh, not more secure those in heaven, even than we if we are blessed. More happy but not more secure, the glorified spirits in heaven. Grant the friends to know, to feel the assurance of faith, to really feel it under the power of the Spirit supplying thy word according to thy will, that thou wilt apply to each one. And so what thou hast spoken, may we believe what thou hast spoke shall be fulfilled. On this firm rock believers build. So, Lord, help us that we may be favoured with faith and favour of believing. Believing to the saving of our souls and looking forward to the prospect to be with thee, with Christ, which is far better. Oh, Lord, we know. We know there will be a means. There will be that come to us, upon us, and affect us, and weaken us, and bring us down to the end of the journey. Who knoweth, Lord, how this shall be with each one. Oh, our time of our departing is ordered by thee, appointed by thee. So, Lord, let us live by faith. Save us from slavish fear. We believe it's slavish fear, terrible fear that is affecting millions of the human race at this time. Lord, thou knowest. We think of all thy people throughout the world. We pray for them all. We do not know them. We know only those who has given us as friends to know in this land and a few in other lands. And Lord, thou dost know all thy people. And Lord, we believe thou dost still have those other sheep which are not of this fold. And there is said, them also I must bring. And there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Lord, are those, any of those in this area, that thou must call by grace and cause them to come seeking a portion for their souls, even here, Lord, to come in and be among thy people here. We pray for any that are in the neighbourhood whom thou must deal with and teach and convict and convince of sin and then lead them to the blood of Jesus. And if thou doest it, Lord, and they live nearby, we believe they will be constrained to come in seeking a portion for their souls. Thou knowest in all the great cities of our land, the towns and villages, Lord. Thou knowest all as we think of going up and down across the land as we do travel about. Such a lot we do, Lord, thou knowest. But, oh, we trust in that calling thou hast given us. And, Lord, we bless thee for the favour of souls given for our hire. And those signs following the preaching of the word which we acknowledge with our friends in the ministry, there are the wonderful signs. Thou art working, Lord. It may be solemnly a day of small things, but thou art working, dealing, working in precious souls and quickening and making them alive and teaching them and establishing them in the faith and bringing them in thy time to come to testify of what the Lord has done. Oh, to put thee on by an open profession. May the dear friends who have known who do know something of thy favour and thy dealings with them. May they consider this important part of what thou hast commanded, Lord, for thy people, how they should follow thee, how they should live upon thee, and how they should deny themselves and take up the cross and follow thee. Oh, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself. And Lord, thou knowest those who are blessed to be coming after thee, have come after thee. We think of the words in the hymn, Lord, where under thy dealings thou didst so cause the hymn writer to write, Jesus, my soul's compelled to flee from all its wrath and curse to thee. May the dear friends who have been so compelled to flee to thee think of more when they've been blessed in some measure and all what thou hast done for them. Oh, may they much meditate upon all what thou hast done for them and all what thou didst go through for them, what thou didst suffer for them. Lord, help us each to meditate upon thee. We think of the words we think we preach to the friends here around Christmas time. My meditation of him shall be sweet. May it truly, blessedly be so, Lord. May there be such a power in the favours of Lord being blessed in these ways to think of thee and consider thee. Lord, it may affect us deeply, affect us. And may thy wonderful love be shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. And may thy love kindle love in us. We surely believe thy love kindles love in return to thee. The power of love divine melts the sinner's heart and soul, sets the sinner's soul on fire to love thee in return. Oh, may there be many that witness this, that testify of this, of what the Lord has done for my soul. Be with afflicted friends, Lord. Oh, if there are any, Lord, of their friends we do not know up and down across the land who may have come to have this virus, Lord, thou knowest. Do keep it from us, Lord, we beg. But we are undeserved, Lord, of the least of thy notice. Why should we think that we should escape it when millions will be affected? But Lord, oh, we beg according to thy will. Oh, thy love and mercy, thy loving kindness to thy people. Oh, Lord, do bless thy people and bless those that have affliction, whatever affliction it is. Sanctify to them, Lord, sanctify them under it. And do heal, Lord, restore, Lord. Oh, restore in body, mind and soul those that are afflicted. Oh, thou knowest that means that thou hast to do to apply, Lord, to them. Especially thy own holy precious balm for their souls, Lord, thy holy blood for redemption. Oh, their redemption, oh, the favour of it. We've read of how in the witness of these things thy people should look up, for their redemption draweth nigh. We know that is the ultimate, where there shall be at that great and terrible day of the Lord, approving a real witness, a real ultimate proof of that redemption that thy people have been blessed to know and have the favour of receiving here in time. Oh, at the great day of the Lord, that redemption will be proved when God Almighty will say, come in, thou blessed of my Father. And oh, those without redemption must be consigned away. Oh, down, down, down. Even recently we've heard of those condemned through trials of those things, those awful things they've committed. Lord, we do not say it to throw any stones. But Lord, we have heard of how they're taken down. Oh, Lord, not in these days in our land is the black cap put upon them. Not like it used to be when they were sentenced to death. The Lord, thou knowest thy people come to that, where under the law of God they are sentenced to death. But oh, in the court of heaven there is that wonderful, sure acknowledgement by the Son of God. Deliver his soul from going down into the pit, for I have found a ransom. Oh, thy wonderful way to ransom thy people with thy precious blood, the price paid. Ransoms poor prisoners with his blood and brings the wanderer back to God. Oh, come, Lord, and help us. We do seek to worship thee, our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Come and grant us all the enabling we need, Lord. For we feel so insufficient for worship, insufficient for anything in thy service in thy name. Oh, we are poor and needy. I'm poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. May the dear friends feel this, especially feel it, and know thy love and mercy even now here tonight. I beg these things, begging the forgiveness of all our sins. For Jesus Christ's sake, amen.
Hymn number 384. Regard, great God, my mournful prayer. Make my poor trembling soul thy care, for me in pity undertake, and save me for thy mercy's sake. Hymn 384.
Thank you.
The Lord may help me, friends. I would direct you to the chapter that we read and the verses 34 to 36. It is the 21st chapter of Luke's Gospel, the verses 34 to 36. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape and all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Prior to what we've read and named as the text of those words, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Friends, as the Lord spoke words to you and to me, as he sealed words to us, his words, as he communicated with us, did he begin to deal with us? Are you brought to such a time now as this? And is it given you to be able to say, he has spoken? He has spoken to me. He has done a work in me. I was not left in that state of the darkness of nature we were all born in. Did God speak to you? Do you know what the reality is of what the Lord spoke to Nicodemus? Ye must be born again. Do you have that to acknowledge of how you trust by God's wonderful love and mercy? You're quickened into life and born of the Spirit. You're a different character to what you were. Like every one of us, were born in sin and shapen in iniquity, born dead in trespasses and sins. But as he quickened us, as he made us alive spiritually, as he spoken the words of his holy truth to us, his words that he's spoken shall never pass away. Oh, the witness of the Lord by the Spirit working in his people, beginning his work and carrying on his work. Is this the favour that we know, friends, by God's wonderful grace? Can you say humbly, as the apostle did, by the grace of God I am what I am? A different character to what I was. Think of how Paul was. Here he was made such a different character. Is this in you and me? The reality of it, of God's working, God's dealing with us, God's teaching us. Well, if we have been affected and God has applied his word to us and the truth of his word, as we have it here, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Well, there is good evidence that we are among those that God has set his love upon. But friends, we're living in a terrible world. We're living in terrible times. And there is so much to attract, you dear young people. There is so much to attract you to be taken up with and involved in. And we all love the world. We all have love in our hearts, wicked, deceitful hearts of the things of the world, the pleasures of time, all these things. But let me be clear, all these things that excite us in things that are only material, they're all passing away. Surely as heaven and earth shall pass away, all these things are passing, friends. They're not durable riches. There's only the durable riches that God gives. And so we have the word, and I trust the Lord has given me it in love to bring before you. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. You say, well, sometimes when you preach to us, you've been speaking about the new heart and new nature. Yes, of course. This, of course, these hearts, it's the old nature, the influence of the old man. But I know, and of course the Son of God knew perfectly, that it can be that the old man almost takes over the whole person. When grace and faith is at a low ebb, and because of how we so sin and backslide and fall, and with the excitement of things natural, the natural things that may be as riches, but they are not, because we have to leave them. And we can get over this word, surfeiting and drunkenness. when we drink up and take in too much of the world. We should be in exercise to be in the world but not of the world. I'm in the need to pray to God to keep me as much as you, friends, more than you. For I've got a treacherous, wicked heart. But oh, we do need to take heed to this word. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness. Who overcharges us? The devil. Who encourages it? This surfeiting and this drunkenness? The devil. The devil working on our old nature. The devil trying to do as much as he can to make us more and more worldly, more and more considering things of the world and things of time. And the word here is overcharged. You see, the fact is that when there's all this that is welling up through the ways of the old nature and Satan working, it affects the whole person. And though the child of God still has and will ever have a new heart when God has quickened them, made them alive spiritually, you know, all this overcharging and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that the day come upon us unaware, think of it, the danger. The Lord knew the dangers perfectly, warned against them. And you know, oh, what a solemn thing it is to be in a state like this, living in this way, overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life. And oh, then death coming fast and soon, and things coming in on the earth, and dangers of every shape and name. They will attend the followers of the Lamb. Here we need keeping grace. Here we need the Lord to keep us. And oh, the way of it is prayer. Watch therefore and pray. That's the main verse of our text, 36. Here we have the beginning of the solemn warnings in the verse 34, and take heed to yourselves, lest, see it says lest, it can be so, it can so easily be so, lest your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and that day come upon you unawares, for as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole world. It includes God's people. It can come as a snare. Watch therefore and pray. This is the only way of seeking to be safe in the face of all these things. Looking, praying, begging of God to help us, to keep us, to save us. To save us, like you've been singing, the need of it. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. That's to stand before the Son of Man at the judgment day. You know, we won't stand before the Son of Man at the judgment day unless we are found in Christ, unless we're saved by grace. And so the greatest things that we should be concerned for, and thinking of it like this, the warning of this surfeiting and drunkenness that we are all in danger of and cares of this life, but the great important matters of our soul's salvation, under such as being in such a state and condition left to ourselves, neglecting God's great salvation. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Oh, may the Lord so bless us, stir us up. May we heed these warnings, and may we heed this call of God, of the Son of God. Watch ye therefore, and pray always. How much are we in prayer, friends? Examine yourselves, each of you and me. How much are we in prayer in this way? Praying to God, praying, Lord, save or I perish. Lord, help me. Lord, keep me. Lord, undertake for me. Lord, uphold me. Lord, save me from all the wiles and snares of the devil that he hurls at us, that he tries to even destroy us with all his ways of trying to get us. And the things in the earth, I believe, friends, God has been solemnly speaking. And in this that has come now and getting very serious, God is speaking. I believe God has been speaking ever so much, even right from the early part of the year. We've had the tremendous winds and all the rain and all the deluges. We've been much favoured here compared to some parts of the country. The Lord has been speaking to our country. The judgments, his judgments are upon us. You know what we have done. Our governments have enacted bad laws, and awful things, abominable things have been brought in and legalised. God is grieved. God is certainly not well pleased with the way we've gone in England. And he's visiting us with judgments. Oh, here we read of it. Of the Lord's voice upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. Oh, the many waters we view and see and are affected with. But oh, for God's people. Psalm 29 is very blessed to me, and I know it is to many of God's people. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. The Lord sitteth king forever. And the Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Watch ye therefore. Watch unto prayer. Watch ye therefore and pray always. Oh, how important it is. Are we really feeling the need to pray? Do you feel the need to call upon your God? Call upon me, he says, in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee. And thou shalt glorify me. That you know, each of you personally, what day of trouble you feel to be in and feel to be harassed and perplexed by Satan. It's a day of trouble when Satan is attacking so much. Nor will Satan spare to say, there is quite mistook the way. When I was so blessed in 1964, my dear wife's uncle, Mr. Green, J.S. Green, he said to me, the enemy won't be far away, friend. He said, when their pardon is signed and their peace is procured, from that moment, the conflict begins. There are those of you who know it. You know the enemy, Satan, attacking you, harassing you, perplexing you, causing you as much as he can to sin more and more. We mustn't just blame Satan. It's ourselves, our old nature. When I turn my eyes within, all is dark and vain and wild, filled with unbelief and sin, can I deem myself a child? These are the things to watch. Watch ye therefore. Watch and consider what we are doing, how we are living, how we are thinking. Oh, the ways of the old man affect us altogether. Oh, the depravity of our hearts. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Watch ye therefore. And all that the devil may set before you in attraction of things, you young people especially, the things that may seem so attractive to you, but try to beg of God, if you have that in you, to pray and beg. Watch ye therefore and pray. Pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. We want to come to this point of to stand before the Son of Man, which we all must do. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. There will we be, friends. Well, here, watch and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass. Not by works of righteousness that we may think we have done. No, that's not how we will be accounted worthy. Watch ye therefore and pray. Pray, begging mercy every hour. Oh, like we've had it in the hymn, begging mercy. Feeling your need of mercy, because you're a sinner, because you're still sinning, because you can't keep yourself. Oh, we must, as convicted, convinced of our condition and state, we must plead mercy. Mercy through blood I make my plea. Oh God, be merciful to me. And pray always, feeling your guilt, confessing your sins, mourning over your sins and after Christ, pleading for mercy, as I've said, for Jesus' sake. Yes, watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape ultimately eternal damnation, which we all deserve, but by the grace of God to escape, because God, may it be confirmed to us. May we be assured of it, that God has set his love upon us, and that the things that he is dealing with us to teach us these things of his truth, and to save us from the things of the world and the wiles of the devil, that this is the way, this is the proof regarding us, that he set his love upon us, that he sovereignly chose us before the world, chose us in Christ. That wonderful choice, how he sovereignly elected the whole church of God, chosen unto way of salvation, means and way of salvation, the Son of God agreeing to come to redeem the church. May we be in this exercise. Watch ye therefore and pray, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape. The worthiness is, friends, in the Lamb of God. It's all of him. It's not of us. We're unworthy, not worthy, Lord. We come to the Lord's table. Favour indeed it is to come to the Lord's table. Sometimes I've come to the Lord's table feeling absolutely, absolutely unworthy. But sometimes we've been blessedly favoured. Not worthy, Lord, we must confess that we have children's bread to taste. Yet the Lord will not pity us the less. He wonderfully acknowledges in heaven that we are God's children, children of God and joint heirs with Christ. And what we show forth by following the Lord and coming to the Lord's table, it's our love to the Lord, thankfulness to him, gratitude to him for what he's done for us. Yes, the favour of it. And in our daily lives then, surely this will be a very great concern to us. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape. That the world may take knowledge of us, that we've been with Jesus, but not to rely on them acknowledging us worthy, their worthiness in Christ alone. In favour of being blessed to believe in Christ, to live upon him, to know his love and to love him in return. Friends, oh, this favour in exercise by the Spirit, exercising us to pray and to beg for mercy and to seek the Lord and to call upon him in the days of trouble, the days of tribulation, and the days of trouble, the day of trouble we have because Satan is so fierce, trying, tempting us, harassing us, and our old nature very quickly goes with Satan. And what a awful, sad, solemn feeling that causes us to feel within that part of us, we hope, which is where the grace of God is. Oh, friends, watch ye therefore and pray always. There is another place where it says, always. All the way, all the journey, all the way of the pilgrimage. Here it is, always, every day, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things and to stand. All these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Oh, friends, the worthiness. You know what we will sing when we are blessed and favoured to be living by faith. And what we will sing, forever in glory, worthy the Lamb that died, they cry. This will be our theme, worthy the Lamb. It's not our worthiness, it's what he has wrought and brought in, the completeness of his all atoning sacrifice for the church, the completeness of the wonderful salvation that is in Christ Jesus, the favour that the Spirit applies to God's people. Oh, that ye may be accounted worthy. Accounted worthy by who? God, God the Father. You know, if we try to pray in prayer, look upon the face of thine anointed. Day in thy courts is better than 1,000. Do you feel it to be so compared to all the things of what is in the 34th verse that we may get caught up in? We hope we are kept from, but should pray to be kept from. But friends, the things of daily life, which, and there are the right things that are satisfying and enjoyable in life in a right way, the clean things, the wholesome things. But I believe this verse 34 is dealing with other solemn things which go along in time with even with God's people there in the world and so easily fall in it and involved in worldliness. We're all prone to it, friends. Oh, yeah, we should take heed. Take heed. And it says, and take heed to yourselves. Oh, yeah, pointedly it's put by the Lord, lest ye should be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life. Cares of this life. You know the word in Paul's epistle, I think it's Paul's epistle to the Philippians. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving make your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God. Do you desire to live in peace? Holy peace. No, holy joy. Joy and peace in believing. What is opposite to that is to be caught up with a surfeiting and drunkenness of this world. And God's people learn under God's solemn teachings that this is not their rest. It doesn't satisfy. Nothing here to satisfy you. Cry out to God, give me Christ or else I die. As you learn it, there's nothing here to satisfy. You pray, give me Christ or else I die. And for your salvation, oh, your vital need and seeking of knowledge of Christ and forgiveness of sins and pardon and peace through his holy blood applied to you. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy. Well, friends, it's God that will account his people worthy as he sees them in Christ. God the Father receives them as redeemed. And at the judgment day, when the Son of God will be the judge of all the earth, shall not the judge of all the earth do right according to what he has done in his dear people? He will say, come in there, blessed of my Father. The Father's blessed purpose, the Father's seeing them, accepting them, they are accepted in the Beloved, in his Beloved Son. Oh, may we be concerned for this more and more as we journey on, as we go along fast, going along in time. May we more and more be concerned for this. Oh, that day may not overtake us unawares. We may be found right. When thou, my righteous judge, shall come to take thy ransomed people home, shall I among them stand? This will be your question, your very great concern. Shall such a worthless worm as I, who sometimes am afraid to die, be found at thy right hand? Oh, friends, we're not worthy. We're absolutely unworthy of all the grace and all the truth we hope we've known. And this feeling of unworthiness will melt you as the Lord gives you faith in Jesus Christ. You feel unworthy, and yet God, in love and mercy, blesses. It's his mercy. And that will be the joy of your heart and the theme of your song. It's free grace alone, from the first to the last. Oh, can you say it? Do you desire to say it? Oh, if we really desire to say it, we will be concerned to pray against these things of the world. Free grace alone, from the first to the last, has won my affection and bear my soul fast. What about your affection and mine to God and to his dear beloved Son, to God the Father and his beloved Son and the Holy Spirit? Has God's free grace won our affection to God, to believe and to desire to live to the praise of our triune God, and to honour him in worship and praise, not for merit but in love in return? All merit is Christ's merit. When we live on Jesus' merit, then we worship God aright, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, then we savingly unite. Watch ye therefore. I want to come to this worthiness, friends. Be accounted worthy. It's not we'll account one another worthy by judging one another, or discerning even over one another. It's how we stand before God. It's whether God accepts us in his beloved Son or not. Those that are dead professors of religion won't be accepted, not in that dead religion. But those that are blessed with real religion, those that are blessed with faith in the bleeding Lamb, they surely shall be accepted in God's beloved Son. And the words in Ephesians in the first chapter, made accepted in the beloved, apply, wonderfully apply to God's people who have been blessed, who have been taught by the Spirit and brought to know and taste redeeming love. They are accepted in the Beloved. You may be accounted worthy. Worthy to escape. Worthy to escape all what obtains in time, all the wickedness and all of that. Not that we would say we're exempt from blame in it all, but God's purpose by his saving grace, like as in another wonderful statement in the Word, that ye may be made unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. And this is by the grace of God, by the saving grace of God. Ye may be accounted worthy. It's being accepted in Christ by the Father. As God the Father accepts the sacrifice of Christ for each of his people, our Holy Spirit applies the remedy to the church. The soul that is wounded and troubled and burdened by sin, a wonderful redemption is given them to receive. Receive the atonement. Oh, they're cleansed by the holy blood of Christ, washed and cleansed and clothed in the righteousness of Christ. This is how they are and will be accepted in the Beloved. Oh, that you may be accounted worthy. So is this exercise in you, poor soul and me, to earnestly seek to know and taste redeeming love, to earnestly seek to know that redemption which is in Christ Jesus, to know that atonement, the atonement of Christ is upon us. We receive it by faith. We are forgiven, God's people. Oh, to know it. We may receive the favours, be given that that is as our passport to heaven. Oh, the favour of forgiveness. Oh, what a joyful sound, the hymn I said it is, to malefactors doomed to die. And if you really are after it, seeking it, you pray earnestly, let this grace in me be found, this blessing in me be found. May I redeem in love and spy, see in the eye of faith your Saviour on the cross for you, suffering for you, suffering in your own place instead. One has been led much into thinking and trying to ponder the wonderful themes of the hymns of the hymn writer Watts. As I've said to you before regarding that, that is a view of Christ on the cross, and thinking of it in regard to other hymns that he wrote, I've looked up a few today, and in most sacred language, most holy language really, although of course they're not the Word of God, but they are based upon the Word of God according to the exercise he was given. And seeing the Lord on the cross, it's such a profound favour. Oh, seeing him on the cross for us, when you can say for me. Oh, when you see him and believe in him. My Jesus, on the cross for me, suffering for me, suffering in your own place instead. You say he suffered once. Yes, of course, the truth of his word. He was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. He's coming again. And some of what we've read here and what is obtaining on the earth are signs, and there's warnings that the time of the second coming of Christ draweth nigh. We're not to be foolish and speculate and say when it will be, like some Christian people or professing people have done. But oh, it's all warnings, friends. The Lord, he will come again, and he will receive his people unto himself, but he will come to judge the world. And shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And he will consign away those that die out of Christ into everlasting burnings. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape, washed in the blood of Christ, clothed in his righteousness, dressed in that wonderful wedding garment, that garment white as snow. Oh, will you stand bold then before the judgment seat of Christ? Bold shall I stand in that great day, for who to my charge shall lay? Oh, to know this, friends, to have this blessedly applied to us, sealed to us by the Holy Spirit, redemption in Christ Jesus, pardon, forgiveness, redemption, all what is wrought and brought in, and the clothing with that wonderful royal robe of righteousness is all stripped away. Righteousness is shown us as filthy rags and stripped away. But the Lord clothing us by his wonderful imputed righteousness to us. We are clothed in his righteousness, washed in his blood, clothed in his righteousness. Oh, then, by God, accounted worthy to escape and to stand before the Son of Man, you know, all those that God has saved by his grace will stand before the Son of Man. All those who die out of Christ will be swiftly, solemnly sent away into those everlasting burnings in hell. Oh, wonderful. For God's people, tremendously, dreadfully solemn for all that die out of Christ. Here stands the case, my soul with thee, the heaven of thy credentials clear. Is Jesus' blood thy only plea? Is he thy great forerunner there? How do you know it? By faith. The Lord working in you. The Lord teaching you. The Lord dealing with you. You know what we read again in Philippians. We read, being confident of this very thing, he who hath begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. Oh, have you this confidence? Have I? How is this known, being confident? God-given faith and God maintaining the grace of faith in exercising his people so that they live believing. They live by faith upon the Son of God and they acknowledge who loved me and gave himself for me. Oh, a favour then. This is how we shall be accounted worthy. Faith in the bleeding Lamb, oh what a gift is this. Hope of salvation in his name, how comfortable it is. It is, friends, it is blessedly comfortable as God blesses. Is that thrice comfortable hope? You have your stormy breast, the conflict, the warfare is hot against God's people. The devil is a great enemy. We've got enemies within too. But the Lord maintains the battle and for his people. And they live by faith. And in this way they will be, surely will be, accounted worthy to escape, accounted worthy by God, for he set his eternal love upon them, and in time he's done all in them. He does all in them what is needed to make them, prepare them. You know, they are very precious to God, his people. Oh, it's a wonderful thing to be blessed in this way, to feel the preciousness of Christ, how Christ is precious to us, but then too to feel and acknowledge how even such a worthless worm as we, we're precious to God. And there's been attending to some things regarding trusteeship, and I've had to sign my name ever so many times lately. And you know, it's come upon me what my dear mother used to say. It was one of her blessed themes. It's a wonderful theme with prospect in it. Then will he own my worthless name before the Father's face and in the New Jerusalem appoint my soul a place. He'll come and take us home, friends. If it's by death we leave this world, if there will be those that are alive and remain at the coming of the Lord, and they shall not prevent them that sleep. Oh, that wonderful day when the last trump shall sound and God's people shall be forever with him, the Lord, home in glory with him, pleasures evermore, God's right hand, the song to be sung, the song of redeemed to be sung forever, and him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. In that sense, I think there will be a remembrance of sin. But sin will not dare to enter into heaven. No sin there. I believe there will be a remembrance, as the song of the redeemed must be, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Jonathan Buss will preach next Lord's Day, and there will also be a prayer meeting for the nation at 9 o'clock in the morning. And God willing, Mr. Wheatley will preach on Tuesday evening next week. Let us close with hymn 1093. How welcome to the tempest tossed, amidst the storm's career, while horror spreads from coast to coast, is some kind haven near. Hymn 1093.
Dear Lord, do forgive anything there was seen amiss in our service. Do own and bless thy word, Lord. Help us each to heed the warnings. And may we watch and pray. O Lord, that we might be accounted worthy to escape all these things. O Lord, all these things that must shall come to pass. O we might stand before thee and be found home at last. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with us. Amen.